that the Magister or Avilius the Half and Schlitter the base Tamuz Toshim Pei Dalet.
At this week's stage, you have the chet of the main Meriva. It's not so clear what was the chet, yeah? The Chamakah's got ten different pshotim. More, you probably find them far, many more pshotim. Yeah? Is the Rashi's pshat was, he should have spoken and he hit the rock, yeah? And Ban asked the questions. Is there any less miracle he hit the rock than speak to it? Seems that the vices were a little. A chesaron in the Kiddush Hashem would have been greater. Had Moshe Rabbeinu spoken to the stone, would have been a bigger Kiddush Hashem. And on Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrega, that's called a Chen Madfim Madragos, he was punished for seeming very, seems very, a very minor offense. Moshe Rabbeinu was punished for not doing exactly what he's supposed to do. So just have a from the Meshech Chochma about this. They're interesting, when he was told to, Shabbat says that he thought, which is quite a. He was told to bring out water. So Rosh Naposik is, there's two chilukim between what Moshe Rabbeinu was told to do and what happened, besides what he hit the rock. So the chiluk is, Meshech Chochma points out, it says there, v'hotzeis lehem mayim, and then later when it happened, it says, v'yetzu mayim rabim, chiluk. Beginning, Moshe Rabbeinu was told to bring out water. Water will come out. It doesn't say a lot of water. And the end it says, "Vayetsu mayim rabim." First, another difference. The second chiluk, another chiluk is, it says, "Evishkis eso eida ve'es bi'iram." The congregation and the animals, and there's a ve'es, the word "es" in between. Between name, there's an "s." And later it says, "Ha'eida ubi'iram." There's no S in between. Yeah, two different. First difference says, first time was Mayim, doesn't say Rabim. Second time it does say Mayim, a lot of water. Second difference, first time it says an S, now not. So it's Chacham Modik Avart. The Avart is, the Birchas Hashem, the ideal of Birch is always in the Eichus, not in the quantity and the quality, yeah? The highest madrega is a small amount lasts, that goes a long way, yeah? Oichel kim is vav b'meyo. That's what you see in B'chakosai. It's a high madrega. The Bunshem, if Zach, which is kule ruchnius, in ruchnius, you can have a small amount, can satisfy a lot of people. The Mela, if the water would have come out in the way of the maximum Kiddush Hashem that could have been, as it was supposed to be, then it would not have been Mayim Rabbim, it would have been just Mayim. Wouldn't need a lot of water. It would have been a Madrega of besides the nest of the water coming out. Another nest would have been, a small amount would have been enough. And that would have been a simon, that is mamash, the highest level of ruchni. This water is going to last the whole hundreds of thousands of people, a small amount of water. But the mice, it wasn't on that Madrega. It was a slight. The Kiddush Hashem was less. Memela, because the lower Madrega was Mayim Rabim, a lot of water. It was more in the normal Gashmistic way that you need a lot. A lot of people need a lot of water. Oh. Second Chilix, same thing is. Es Ha'edah ve'es Be'iram, there's a Hefsik, there's a word between the A, meaning the people and animals are not drinking the same. The people, animals drink and people drink. What's the difference? Idea is a person meant to be ideally a makadosh the gashmis, even the things we do, which are the gashmis, it's on a higher level. So he says, the people wouldn't have drunk just because they're thirsty. Their drinking would have been a higher madrega. But since the maisa, it was on a lower madrega, ha'eda ubi'iram, the difference wasn't there anymore. The people were also drinking because they were thirsty. It wasn't the same madrega. Oh, I'm wondering about this. So you see, this is the one to the Dhamma. You saw the Indian of the severe can be even a small amount. Similarly, you have same idea, the small amount in the parash of Shemitah. The Pasuk says, if you wonder, what can we eat? I'll make a broch in the Shana Shishis, yeah? So the Sforn says there, Pshat is, you don't have to see the broch. If you wouldn't ask any question, there'd be the same amount of Tvua, Yeah, same idea. Same amount of tefillah would last. Because so many manner of obvious question. If you don't ask any questions, you won't get the bracha. Tells us you won't need to see the bracha in the pile, in the amount of tefillah that grows. Yeah, the highest madrega will be kaisol. You've got bitochen, and then the same amount of tefillah. If you ask questions, your minutes will make it actually more in kamos. Oh. So this introduces the idea that sometimes a small amount can satisfy a person. Yeah? Could have been by the main Mariv. If not for the chet, it could have been that a small amount would satisfy them. And Rashi Bechosa says, the Brach Mechon, the Kambi Madrega, when Christ was on a very high, and a very elevated spiritual level, a small amount can satisfy you. Now, there's a Gemara in Brachas. One Brachas says, Dorsha Bavira, Zimra Mishmeda, Baza Ami, Zimra Basi, Malacha Shoat, Omri Malacha Shoat, Rebuyna Shloilam, Kosa Basa Secha, Ashley Yisafon Mikach Shoichad. You don't take any bribe. There's upon the Malachim Asabon, why do you favor Klal Yisrael? Yeah? Yisrael Ponivalecha, why do you favor Klal Yisrael? Yeah? Why Klal Yisrael get special preferential treatment? Says the Bonisham, should I not? This is one of the Makairas that Chiv, I wrote in the Torah, the Chalt of a Savata, and they bench on a Kazais or Kibetza. So this is one of the Makairas for the Shittas, as even as a mitzvah the rice of Bech Samozin, it's only if you're Kadesh Sviya. What's Sviya mean? I don't say full up, eat till you full up nicely. Yeah? Satisfy, if you have a good meal. And if a person less, it's owned to a bonon, yeah? The Gelemai, someone not sure of his bench, yeah? I'm not quite sure why it should happen. Strange. Can't remember if I benched or not. I always say, what do you mean you can't remember? Why can't you remember? You're saying Ganson, I'm not thinking what you're doing, yeah? How can you not remember that you benched? You can't remember Ganson and Ganson for Chulam, you can't remember that you benched. The din is, if it's today severe, you have to bench again. Less than that, you don't suffer the bond of kula. So the bond, yeah, chiv bricks a month, only if you have today severe. There's an interesting question, you say, which food you bench on? Lechem. There's no bricks a month on other foods, yeah?
So the severe only goes on the lechem.
That's how. We know you don't bench on fish and potatoes. You have a meal with bread. What's the machayel bricks a month? The lechem. But if you ask, if you have finished a meal, why are you full up? Not from the bread. You're full up from the bread, the fish, the potato, the vegetables, the whole combination of foods. Shaila. So the Mishabura brings a Bialach, brings a Prima Gom, says no. Svi has to be from the Lechem. The Lechem. So Mishabura says, Mistaba doesn't mean the lafes. That's Derech Achil. It's not Mistaba terming just bread. Because you have things, the lafes, you have it together with the bread. You have a sandwich. Oh. She has other foods in the meal, not together. Is that Achil Bixbos derives or not? Yeah, so Majafani's got a chew, he says, Posha the Vadra is mitstarif. Because Imlik, he says, smoke it, otherwise, who has only lechem? He says, his das is nish mistaba to say, you only need to be surveyor from the bread. So if we're going to say that, you could say, then the staff, this is what I have to say. The Torah says, Birchamazni said on lechem, yeah? The Torah is only Machayev, Birchamazni on lechem. So if the Torah says, Vasavata, and the Chiv Maratur to bench is on bread, and you have to be in a state of severe. So it is a tad to say, maybe it means you're satisfied from the bread. You've had enough bread to fill you up, so to speak. Marsh Engin, if you know, you feel at the end of the meal, I've had a good meal now. I feel satisfied. But your feeling of satisfaction came from the bread and all the other foods together. So maybe you haven't got chibrich samos in the rice now. So much fine, so that nish mistaba. The Imloi Cain, who eats only bread, only mamash or only the Evian, who has plain bread, everyone knows normal about other food. So it's nish mistaba that normal people have other food will not be uchui because it wasn't the rice. And in mind, everything's mistab. So although we say for savata, you have to have sviya, there is a thing, but the achalta can be the bread, can be achalta, only achila. Achila means kezias. That's the shayla. The Aru Shayim would say, you have to bench like kezias, achalta. I savata, just emotional, normally, if you've got love, dafka for sviya. We passing, you have to have sviya. But a Moshe Mani says that the sviya can come from the other food. You have to have a kezais of bread, and Sevilla, the other food, you have a slice of bread, so not really much like a slice, and then other foods as well. At the end of the meal, you feel satisfied. So you're now in a state of Sevilla. So now we apply the positive. You've reached Sevilla, you have to bench. Midarai, so you've had lechem, you had Sevilla, yeah? You have to make sure you have a kazai, it's very important. If you forget to have a kazai, it's very serious. Just agamein to point halacha, we don't know. If you wash the bread, now most lechem always have a nibble of bread, and you don't have a kazai. And then maybe you do have a kazai, but it's like very spread out, more than kadechias pras. Everyone knows that matzah, chias pras, 4 minutes. Because matzah is a bit hard, but bread, not very hard. But if someone would be, an example of a halacha, if you just say, most lechem, well, you have a bit of bread, well, corner bread then, 5 minutes or more, you have every 5 minutes a bit of bread. By the end of the meal, the space of a half an hour, you've had a slice of bread, but every 5 minutes you've had a bit. So you've never had a kazayis, b'chidei achilas pras. Yeah? Now, as we know, all halachas, eat a kazayis, spread out more than achilas. It's not called achila. You're not yotze matzah, yeah? Or you know, a person would be a person to make a carbon for eating chayla, machos, an oynush. Person makes a carbon chatos for eating a kazayis of chaylev. He has to eat them in a certain time frame. Otherwise, it's like eating then tomorrow, yeah? It's a klal. There's a shia of achilas pras. Say that is well known. You know, people make sure they mat's informing. So get every time of a meal, it's reading the geya. So the ma'aser, if a person has a meal, and so it's always highly recommended, straight after ha-moitzi have a kazayis. That is the right thing to do. Avoiding your shayles, yeah? Not so, half a slice of bread, kolodes, in kibetzel, yeah? Straight after moitzi, before you talk, have a kazayis. But people simply don't know that halacha has mamash a corner of bread, and then he starts talking, and then has his fish on other foods, and he ends up in the course of this meal, he has not had a kazayis, b'chidei achilas pras. He's had a slice of bread, spaced out over a long period of time. So this person's got a major, he'll probably, unfortunately, be major pitfalls in halacha. First of all, he's going to bench, and his benching will be invalid. You know, b'chava tola. Told him not to me, he won't be sure he didn't. Yeah. Out of habit, everyone washes benches. So if it's that situation, if he benches, his benching will be a bracha matola. But quite a serious thing. Second point is, if he's not meant to bench, he's meant to make a bracha on the other foot, even a bracha rishona. Mishmur says a very stark atzad, the whole reason why you don't make a bracha on food during the meal, everyone knows, you make hamotzi, you don't make a bracha on your fish and your potato, why not? Why do you not make a bracha on food during the meal? Because the bread exempts all the other foods. The lech and the bracha on the bread covers all the foods in the meal. That's only if it's a bread-based meal. But the big tzad to say, less than a kazayis, you know, that's not called a bread meal. Meila, it's quite a big tzad to say all the other food requires a bracha. Bracha shoyna, bracha achroyna. Meila, quite a serious thing. Okay, it's not so easy thing to keep. Have a kazayis straight away. I call upon him. This is the kazayis sphere. Now then.
So, yeah, at the end of the meal looks nice.
Yeah, it could be much fine. It's my friend, yeah, good shayla. You know, at some point in the meal, it could be also right. So that's out. I'll call upon him, looks like my friend, sort of. You made the broccoli, you had your fish.
Yeah, yeah.
At the end of the meal, my friend, ready to be now, that was cut, you didn't make a broccoli. Oh. In Shaden Gemara Dor, Christ saw a machmir to Benjamin Isaac Abates. Oh. So the posh that Gemara is the machmir to bench a small amount. Shaden Gemara. That the Bon Shalem is no super Nanta Gomorrah. Yis Hashem Ponov? It's not fair. Why did Klai Yisrael get preferable treatment? So the Bon Shalem, they also go to the Mushlim. They bench a small amount of food, yeah. Now there is a chew in some Sefer, isn't it? Shpat Nagomorrah. The Gomorrah says a lot in here, Hey Medaktikim. Look at the Gomorrah. It says that the Chaltavot of Rachta, the Hey Medaktikim al Atzmon ad Kazayis ad Kabetza. So if we're talking about Poshan Gemara, it seems, really you need to eat Kadei Sevilla. That's the right. So Bon should be saying, look at Klai Yisrael, Zalcha, Lefim Meshur Sadin, Gevaldiga, Chavivus HaMitzvah. Really you only need to bench for a Sevilla. And Klai Yisrael and Machmir, the Bon should say, they bench even for a small amount of food. But Losh Gemara is, ad Kebet, ad Kazayis, ad Kebet. It should say, going down, Kebet, some more Kazayis. It should say, really you need to bench a Sevilla. And then machmer the bench on a kibetzer, and even more machmer on a kazayis. If the poshut says you're meant to be full up when you bench, and we're talking about the godless of Klai Yisrael, they're machmer They go beyond the strict letter of the law. Well, Chazal told us to. Chazal tell us, don't just bench me after day's sphere. You should be machmir and bench even less than a full meal. So the lashon should be, hey, medatikim, not only when they're full, even a kibetza, and even less, even a kazayas. And what's lashon Gemara? Medatikim ad kazayas ad kibetza. The order's not right. Oh. So come safe, murder kazakh. And on the way that I call it, an opposite pshat in Gemara. We're talking about a madrega when you get full up from less than a kazayas. Had the chiddush? And you can, that is, you can get, there's a matzias, a mahaina hoich madrega, oichel kimam as well. We're talking about a madrega where kleisol, if we're zoicha, you can get full up from, so there's a pshatazoi. They're ready full up. They medakta kim, they want to make sure to eat more. They don't want to bench just in the next day's sphere. They want to make sure, ad kazayas ad kibetza, het modi kapshat. The pushback more is, you're only mechut to bench when you have today's svi, you've had a lot of food, and then machmir to bench even less than that. I'm saying, forget, the pshat is the choshesh, I'm saying, the pshat is not that we want to bench, not mechut to. We want to bench not a bracha matolach. According to the pushback more, we're not mechut to bench, we bench more. Maybe we're making, it's a bracha matolach, right? He's making extra brachas, I'm saying, forget. Kaya's not a machpir to make sure I have enough to bench. And we're talking about a madrega of eating a small amount can fill you up. Well, it does say the Pshat Gemara, the Sviya. Sviya can be less than, yeah. So the Aloch is a Shaila, what's the, you might think it's not Negeya, we don't have the Zamadrega being full up from less than Kedais. This is a Chreis, lost his lover, yeah? It's not. We don't know if a Zamadrega is a person who eats less than Kedais and he's full up. So it's not really Negeya, this in your sounds like that. Hoich Madrega. Person, oh. But it could be relevant in one case. How do they? You see here, there's a musik of Sviya. What it means is, you've had Sviya, but you've not eaten anything. You're eating. Achila, ein achila pochas mikazayas. That's a cloud. Achila, eating in the whole term, means a kazayas. Yeah? Eating matzah, less than kazayas, you're not fulfilled your mitzvah. A person's chayav an oynush for eating non-kosher food, malchus, chatos. Every achila in the Torah is a kazayas. Less than kazayas, not called eating. Chomets might be called chatzishir. But for einshim, for performing a mitzvah, to say that you fulfilled your obligation to perform a mitzvah which needs eating, or to say you need to get punished for an aveda which involves eating, the shir is kazayas. Less than kazayas doesn't count at all. So similar to us, you have to eat bread, even if you don't need kadesh severe, but kazayas is a bottom line. Kazayas is absolutely essential. So now we're saying here, that it's possible, but Sabbath is different, because the Torah says, but Savata, you should feel satisfied, and if you're on a high Madrega, and you get satisfied with half a Kazayas, you can bench. It all sounds very theoretical. Yeah. Now I'll show you, it could not be so theoretical. We said, and just before, a Kazayas eaten, spread out over a large period of time, is not called eating a Kazayas. Yeah? Puts a slice of bread, two slices of bread, three slices of bread, over a period of an hour. Every few minutes is a bit more. So by the end of the period of time, he's consumed several kazesim of bread. Consumed, got it? This achil b'meyev, been digested. Of a mice, he's not performed a mice achila. Oh. He's not eaten. Pesach the kazach. He's eaten, he's not eaten. He's eaten, of course he's eaten, in our language. But in the Torahical language, he's not had an achilas lechem, yeah? If that be called matzah, it wouldn't be yotze. Halacha may say tonight. He's eaten two massive kamamias matzahs. He hasn't been makai in the mitzvah, because he hasn't eaten within the necessary time frame, yeah? And similarly, if he chamachos, so you won't get an oynish, because he hasn't done a veil. So if that happens by a meal, Mishmur Taka says, he brings Taka halacha, If you eat a kazayas more than a chiz pras, you're not allowed to bench. It means the Prima Godim says, if you kdei svi, you do have to bench, because you've got the savata. So here we have Matthias, where together this lomdas, you've reached a state of satisfaction without eating. Sounds like a paradox. He's reached a state of svi. What does svi mean? Satisfied. I've had a good meal now. I don't need to eat now for a few hours. Sevia. You reached Sevilla, but there was no achila. In the Torahdika perspective, this person's not performed a mais achila. So the Prima Godim could be still got a chiv to bench. Because the ik is the savata. Yeah? The maise, mishu has a kash.
God, would you need lechem?
No, Halacha Maisa, which is not rely on this, you should make sure you eat taka, you should make sure you eat a kazai. And the Lom descends out, the musig of severe, yet the musig of severe without achila. That's the. So now, just back to what we said about the Meriva, yeah? So we said, but Meriva, the same thing, it wasn't meant to be Mayim Rabbi, it was meant to be Mayim, yeah? The Maisa. As it was in the end, it was Kipshutei, my Rabbim, the word Zerchta, yeah. So as we said before, the Meshech Chochma, just again, one to the point, what the two different, the beginning was meant to be Mayim, had the Kiddush, Kiddush Hashem, it was still a Kiddush Hashem, I was going to balance Kakasha, is very different whether you hit or speak, but nope. In Moshe Ben's Madrega, it was missing an extra bit of Kiddush Hashem. Wow, look at this, even a stone listens to commandments, straight away. A stone obeys instructions. Cholshkein, a human being. In the cash, a stone's got the bechira. A stone, a doimim. No incentive, no reward. No, a stone does as it's told. Do as you're told. We should all do as we're told. Oh, but now, the stone had to have a patch first. It's a nest shankim are you? Hitting a stone. Oh, but. So the Kaddish man was a Kiddush. The Wizard Pagan was a Kiddush Hashem. Rashi was a Kiddush Hashem. That itself was Moshe Beinu was Nifoch Kiddush Hashem. Rashi Moshe Beinu was a Kiddush Hashem. So Moshe Beinu, Rashi, why did he deserve such a big punishment? Good Kasha? Moshe was a very well behaved boy in the class. The best boy in the class. He behaves out of that, he's mamish. He's an inspiration to the whole class. Well behaved. And one day there's one minor offense, right? It's called once cheating in the test. The conventional wisdom would say, yeah, shame. Gvaldiga boy, top boy, everything. It was one minor misdemeanor. You wouldn't punish him for that. Yeah, Moshe Beinu's Madrega, Moshe Beinu, Rabban Shuz gets punished. But that itself is the Kiddush Hashem. The Chaim is American close. Tell you what now, the Chet of the Memoriva was a slight decrease in the Kiddush Hashem. Had he spoken to the stone, would it be? Now the Tikkun was he got a Tikkun, that was also Kiddush Hashem, The Tikkun was Moshe Beinu, those lines are Kiddush Hashem. The Kiddush Hashem is, Aziz, we are Zah, Grace, and Mensch, and we've got a punch. Rashi says it. So I spoke, I said, then, does it, Machna Yerushimayim, say it's not. It gets to Yerushimayim. It's a Chizuk in our Yerushimayim to see that a big tzaddik like Moshe Beinu got a punishment. So Zohar Kiddush Hashem. No, we don't want him. We want to both have Kiddush Hashem and get Andrew Reagan, yeah?
What was Aaron's chet?
Well, there was some sort of, yeah, I'm afraid they got all involved, yeah.
What could he have done? It's too late. He hit.
Yeah. I've heard the cash one anyway. Aiding and abetting, I don't know.
Good stuff.
Anyway, I can't find him. The mashu the chesson of Kiddush Hashem, yeah. And medak masviva and Moshe Beinu's Madrega is heish nashtikol, is heish tachet, and yeah, is we said now. I want to make this point. Now go back to this point about Be'iram. Just to end off with the Meshech Chochma Be'iram. He said. Eshoed of S Be'iram. It was meant to be a small amount of water, and it would have been a small amount would have been enough, because the Birchas Hashem is in Ruchnius. So had it been on the highest Madrega, and Nimsaf it was, so Meshachal was Madag. The S is a Hefsik in the aid, meaning the animals and people drunk differently. Why does an animal drink? Because they're thirsty. Why does a person drink? Also is thirsty. A person can drink with a bissel there. Kavon Hashem Shemaim shouldn't be like a behemoth, yeah? So do I avoid this Hashem, the things we do, everyone knows you have to serve the Bon Hashem, Torah, Tefillah, Mitzvah, Zemas, and Tovim, this is Ruchnis, these are spiritual activities. We're serving Hashem when we do these things. Eating and drinking and sleeping. It's a Gemara. A person shovel to a behemah. These are things that you have to do. So the avoid of a person is to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam even with achil and shtiyah, meaning eat and drink, sleep. Everything you do should be like a Eid should do it. Eating, drinking, yeah? So Loshna Rambam in his day, it says about Loshna, it's talking about actually, it says halach is about behavior. It says Kashem Shachochem Nikah does, Nikah Banu got a whole paper on how to eat and drink, and answers that, how to. Helfer's day is how to conduct oneself via nishvia behema. Yeah, so he says, then this is it. Was meant to be nicker as a person, not a yid at least. Yeah, made an avoid of the whole simon shulchan aruch. Shekol kavonos and mishem shemaim. Whole simon how to eat and drink. Everything should be in a respectable way. Yeah, Lashon Rambam they should. You shouldn't be. He said Lashon Rambam is. Yoichel bebeisei al shulchanoi. Tamuchochem, yeah? Eating should be, yeah? I'm allowed to say the. Go on more to some of these simchas. I see it looks a bit like a smash and grab raid. People standing up, eating, isn't it?
Stop.
Yeah, people haven't eaten for a few days. People forget themselves, yeah? The Rosh Ram is a yid of Essen, the Rosh Ram Yichel. Yeah, it's Toa an achila. Make a brocha, eat b'dishav adas, be yeshiva. There's an avoid of eating and drinking and all the tzach and gashmiim in a way which is befitting a yid, a mensch, a ben toira. Now, call upon him. This is the so this is meshcham. I mean, meshcham is shtak of all. V'es be'iram. It sounds like a little bit of emes. It wasn't. I don't think it was mamash like madrei. It means it wasn't. You have to go. It means had the kiddush Hashem been the highest madreiger. It would have been, wouldn't have been Mayim Rabim, just Mayim, then they would have had Oichel, a small amount of the Zichel, they wouldn't have eaten the wouldn't have fresh with a behemoth. They would have seen Bechosh, a small amount of water is enough for thousands of people, so they would have seen this is the Kula Ruchnius. If it's Kula Ruchnius, they would have. But say, Maskar, I don't think he means the behemoth. It was Ha'eda Ubi Iram, the word S is missing, there was a certain. More similar to animal, more Lashem Tava. Which is not the ideal, yeah? The ideal is the essence should be L'shem, yeah? We're not Zoycha to. If we be Zoycha to Oichel Kima, or Mizborah B'meah, we definitely eat and a higher Madreya. Nishnuvas Chapim, you don't eat a lot anyway. The Tav is like diving in for the food, won't be Negeya. If we be Zoycha to Oichel Kima, or Mizborah, a small amount fills you up. What's that to happen? Small amount, Machabroch even full up. But we're not Zoycha that Madreya. We have to eat more than a bit to feel full up. Oh, but our void should be to try and what we ever do eat, try and eat in the oven versus S Ha'edah V'S B'iram, some sort of a differentiation. So,
S sometimes.
S, yeah. Then S, the Magdankans, do S, you know what? Remember S, the Magdankans, do S in division of Eid and B'iram. S and okay. The Zuchel and the Essen, the Svea, everyone should have a Yuchnam, the Isbo, and the Zuchel and the Dean the Bunch, and I feel him with the Gashmias.
Amen.